Same-gender couples, eager to get hitched, poured into the clerk's office to get their marriage licenses. Some waited to be married in one of the two chapels set up by the county. On her way out, one beaming newlywed said, "We're raised to believe in marriage. Words have power."
With this ring,
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
This is my favorite part. By virtue of the authority vested in me as Deputy Commissioner of Civil Marriage, I now pronounce you married under the laws of the state of California. What a wonderful family. What a wonderful family. And it's great that you can share all the benefits that the rest of the citizens of this state are able to do.
That was Santa Clara County Supervisor Ken Yeager, marrying Tina Salas and Kathleen Chavez Salas. The two have been together for 21 years, and they're one of the 4,000 couples who got married in 2004, but later had that marriage voided by the Supreme Court. Rosa Guerrero and Debbie Suster got married today, but a year ago when Suster had a heart attack, Guerrero says she was afraid the two wouldn't be recognized as a couple by medical staff. This means that Guerrero officially had no say about decisions regarding Suster's treatment. Legally, she had the status of a stranger, even when her partner of 28 years wasn't able to speak for herself.
If, you know, there was a decision to be made in the hospital, which thank God she made it. And so that's really the biggest thing, because really to ourselves, we've been married the whole time. We've always lived together. We've raised a daughter together. You know, so it's a piece of paper, but it's an important piece of paper, legally. It is.
I just wish it would be recognized federally, not just statewide.
This reporter did not observe any signs of protest at today's marriages. Madeline Damiano has a theory. She says probably many of the people who showed up in 2004 to protest gay marriage have since learned about the gay people in their inner circles or in their own families. One sign this reporter did see was on the window of a law office nearby, and it read, "Vow to vote no on the ban on marriage." Madeline Damiano and her partner, Gilda Desimone Grocha, aren't married yet. Damiano says now that it's a real legal option, they'll decide on the best way to do it. Damiano says her partner Gilda is the first person her family has ever fully embraced as her partner. The two say that this family support has added stability to their lives that many gay couples so far haven't been allowed to enjoy.
My experience has been when you get into some rough waters, friends and family and even therapists are very quickly to say, "Oh, it's not a good relationship, get out of it." They don't say that to married couples. They offer support and they try to get you through the rough spots. I really think that this is going to have a tremendous impact, and I think it's going to lead to greater stability for society at large. I think all the naysayers have it completely backwards. That's my opinion.
In downtown Fresno, over 100 LGBT couples waited to get married or get their marriage licenses. The first to wed was an African-American lesbian couple who have been together for 10 years. In November, California voters will decide whether to ban same-gender marriages with a constitutional amendment. Santa Clara County Supervisor Ken Yeager says he's feeling optimistic about how people will vote in November's election.
My feeling is that when people realize that this is something that is happening, that's something that means so much to so many people, I'd just be surprised if voters would go into the voting booth and willingly try to deprive that from people who have so much love for each other.
Here's Hannah Paul, who did get married this morning, to her wife, Ronnie Paul.
I can't believe I did it. That's it. That's it.
Reporting from San Jose for KPFA, I'm Rose Kitabchi. Thanks to Mike Rhodes in Fresno, who also contributed to this report.